The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle DC, interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now, on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Indeed, we're live. Even though that it's cold and icy and slippery and so forth, you know, got to be careful, right? Be very, very careful when you're going out there. Otherwise, you're going to slip and fall. And you're going to hurt yourself, and then we're going to have something more that we're going to have to fix for you other than, you know, trying to put you in a place of health and wellness. And that's what we do here. That's what we're all about. I'd love to have a call from you today at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. And let's put it together. Let's talk about a lot of different things. You know, this has been a crazy several weeks, right? And there's more and more information that's coming out on everything that we have been kind of put down and under and been afraid of and, you know, worked around. And there's everybody's divided. It's a great schism within the world of things that, you know, go bump in the night, if you will. It's called the Great Reset, if you will. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. But I want you to understand that the only thing that can change the world is you. You're the only one that can take control of how you live. You're the only one that can take control of what your health is all about and the expression of that health and the things that you can do, you know, to make things better. Just remember, I wrote a book a few years back. Remember, it's called Ageless Health. Health is a do-it-yourself program. It's still available, by the way. You can go to agelesshealthbook.com and pick it up. You can call the Results Center and they'll have a copy of it. They'll ship it out to you. You can give us a call at 703-698-7117. But you know what? If you grab that book and you really go through it, it's really poignant in what it tells you that you're responsible for, how the body works, but more importantly, gives you the control that you should have all along. Let's get into the program. Let's talk about things. But again, I'd love to talk to you, and let's talk about your issues at 888-630-9625. I started out by talking about something called the Great Reset, and many of you have heard that term, and if you've been listening to the program, you've heard me talk about that. What's been happening over this last 12, 13 months, some of us will tell you up to a couple years, is on purpose. It was designed to reset the entire globe. So politicians and business leaders and even people who are of nobility, the royal families of England, are among those who have recently begun calling for society to build back better. What does that mean, that build back better? Well, the slogan is actually part of a larger reset campaign. You know, as Time magazine actually published in on their cover, this is, goes back November of last year, 2020, but it was there. Time's owner and co-chair Mark Benioff, I guess is how you pronounce it, is a member of this group, this organization, board of trustees, as you will, as well as the inaugural chair for the Fourth Industrial Revolution. The Fourth Industrial Revolution. Interesting, right? Interesting terms and presentation. The purpose of quote-unquote building back better is to do away with once was normal. What was ever normal? I mean, normal, yeah, so many of us, the majority of people that are listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live are post-World War II babies. You know, we're after 1945. And some of us are very close to that 1945, but that's neither here nor there. The point of it is that the beginning of our life as we know it began to shift over course of many years. But after World War II, we were the generation, you know, we were the baby boomers. We were the ones that, you know, embraced one of the most amazing societies and lifestyles that the world had ever seen. And we were able to express our opinions without trepidation. We were able to talk about, you know, changes. And sure, we had our problems and there were things that this country should not be proud of. But nevertheless, as a society, we can work things out over a period of time. Now, as we get into this great reset, if you will, this building back better, you know, it's the stakeholder is capitalism. You know, Forbes magazine describes stakeholder economy as the notion that a firm focuses on meeting the needs of all of its stakeholders, customers, employees, partners, and the community and society as a whole, right? So the idea of a stakeholder capitalistic system has been around and going way back. And, you know, I'm a student of economics and politics as well. Since 1932, and it was endorsed by over 200 CEOs of the largest corporations in the America and worldwide. And this goes back to August 2019. Now, it's being accelerated as part of this great reset. And there's a documentary, and it was noted that this WEF made predictions about the world in 2030 via social media posts. And so I'm just going to give you a couple of the things that you need to know about. And what it says is that you'll own nothing and you'll be happy about it. They're going to make you delighted that you have no control, no ownership over anything. Whatever you want, you're going to rent it. You're going to, you know, everything is disposable and it'll be delivered by drone. Isn't that interesting? Western values have been tested to the breaking point, my friends. So there's a lot of stuff that's happening. Let's flip over the pond, if you will, and go over to Britain. And we'll talk about the UK's Prime Minister, Boris Johnson. New policies also fall in line with the WEF objectives. And this includes a ban on petrol and diesel cars by 2030, blocking vehicle access to side roads and new pay per mile taxes that could really be very, very expensive if you want to drive. They're not going to tell you can't drive. They're just going to tax the hell out of you so you think twice about it. It's almost as if the UK is attempting to remove ownership of cars. What happens if they do that? How many of us, you know, we like our cars. We like to tinker. We like to play, right? So, and then what we have is autonomous driving, maybe the next scenario, which sounds like a good thing on the surface, but ultimately serves to take away your independence, your autonomy. You know, it gets to control. AI, artificial intelligence, will be much better at driving people than you are. And it can take you wherever you want to, but somebody can take you where you want to go, right? So soon after, humans are not going to be allowed to drive at all. You're not going to be able to take control. There's going to be somebody else that's going to be porting you around. We have a problem, my friends. There's a lot of things that are happening that are not okay. There's an unprecedented inequality that's emerging, and I'm going to use a statement that I saw the other day. It's called useless class is created, quote unquote, a useless, not from the viewpoint of friends and family, but useless from the viewpoint of economic and political systems. And this useless class will be separated, if you will, by an ever growing gap from the ever more powerful people who have all the chips, all the money, the elite, the powerful folks of the world, you know, like 1/110 of 1% of the world population. This is not something that is hyperbole. You need to check it out. Do your research. Understand what's really unfolding in front of you. And this AI arms race, this artificial intelligence arms race is already underway between the US and China. I mean, it's significant. It's serious. So think of what's happening. You know, just what will happen to developing economies, you know, once it's cheaper to produce textiles and cars in California than in, you know, not in Mexico or overseas. What will happen to politics, you know, in 20 years when somebody in San Francisco, Beijing knows the entire medical and personal history of every politician, every judge, every journalist, and you, my friends, including all of their sexual escapades, right? All the way through their mental weaknesses, their drug dependencies, their immunological factors. They're going to know it all relative to AI. Back in the 80s, when the Clintons first came into office, they tried to put into place universal health care. And so subsequently, because of that, there was a big push on multiple sides to try to, one, be included in it and, you know, try to make sure that, you know, there was no dropout. And they wanted to give you this card. In the middle of the card, there's going to be a hologram, and that hologram would contain every bit of information about your health. And think about how scary that was. So no matter who you go to, you have to present this card. And if you don't have the card, you can't get the care. But if you have the card, they're going to know everything that's happened to you over the decades of your life or the few years of your life or whatever it is and so forth. Now, this goes back even to our country, to the Rockefeller Foundation, going back to a possible scenario of a pandemic. And this goes back to 2010. Look it up. It's there. And the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill Gates are very much supporters of this great reset, if you will. And you know, if you go in and you read it, you're going to find an article called Scenarios for Future of Technology and International Development. Interesting read. I would encourage you to do it. And, you know, I don't want to spend the entire program on this, but I'm trying to give you pieces of information that you really need to know about it. December 2020, the Rockefeller Foundation released something called Taking Back Control, a resetting of America's response to COVID-19. Among its advice ramping up this COVID-19 testing, including school children, right? A problematic scenario that was due to its exorbitant cost. They were projecting something in the neighborhood of $42.5 billion in the U.S. But what was happening is the false positives were crazy and the test was flawed. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about, you know, what's taking place with the PCR test and why it's so ridiculous and the stupidity that's happening. I want to bring an example on the plate. I want you to think about this as we do the program today. Think about Sweden. Sweden has not bought into anything. They have not shut down. They haven't stopped their economic platforms. And they have basically resumed a normal lifestyle. How is that? Why is it? They protected the people who were the most vulnerable, the elderly and people who had comorbidities, but everybody else basically did their lifestyle. They projected that in Sweden that there'd be 85,000 deaths as a result of their inattention to this. Well, it turned out to be that it was just a little bit over 5,000. How does that happen? And now the schools are fully back to school. They always have been. They never stop schools. But here in the United States, now we're fighting about, you know, well, should a child go back to school 2 days or should they not be in school at all? Should they do virtual learning continually? Now is the perfect time for making sure that you're fully armed with the information, because if you don't have the data, there's going to be a global takeover. The COVID-19 pandemic presents the perfect scenario for its success. And I want you to understand that. Remember, as always, don't believe me. Just let me provoke you enough that you go do your homework. Make sure that you go out there and you get done, you know, what you should be doing all the time, meaning asking questions, doing what's absolutely necessary to make a difference. And if you do that, if you really do that, if you take the time, you don't listen to the talking heads, you're going to get information that could, in fact, not only save your life, but save us as a country. We're coming up to a break in the program. I have a whole lot of information, you know, to give you today, and I don't know where to stop. We should have 3 hours to be able to get this because I like feeling like I'm spewing. But guess what? Call me, 888-630-9625, and we'll talk about your situation and put it into perspective and see what I can do to help you. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. I'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rizal. You are listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. Indeed, you are, in this cold, kind of sloppy day in the Washington metropolitan area. Oh, it's cold outside. You know, it's not okay. I should have stayed in Florida. I was out in Sarasota for a few weeks, and it was, even though it was cool for that time of the year, but it got up into the high 60s and low 70s, and it was so nice. And then we have to come back to this. But anyway, never said that. You just stay warm, bundle up, put a hat on, put your gloves on, keep a scarf around your neck so you protect the wind points in your neck, and you'll stay okay. But get outside anyway. Just go for a walk. Got so much information for you and so little time to give it to you. But 888-630-9625. That's how you find me here. And when we're not here, go to rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com, rosellecare.com, and check it out. By the way, I want to remind you that if you go into the website, if you go to rosellecare.com, there's a whole lot of things that we've put there for you. Go into the store. And by the way, it's Valentine's Day, right? And we always do this every time of the year. And we do something called Have a Heart. And this is Have a Heart for 2021. And I want you to join us in our foundation, Caring for Others, in supporting the local food bank. And what we're going to do is simply this. In exchange for a $99 minimum donation, and it's a full donation, by the way, it doesn't go to us. It goes to the local food banks. It actually, you'll write a check to Caring for Others, which is a Virginia-based 501c3, so it's fully tax deductible. And the Rozelle Center will give you a complete new patient examination valued at $225, and either an acupuncture examination or a chiropractic examination, and you can come in and get that done. And it's valid through February the 28th. So just say that you heard it on, you know, Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, and you want to make an appointment, and it's a $99 donation, and that money goes to Caring for Others, and they will donate it to the local food bank in your name, and we always match funds as well. So help us, help others, Have a Heart 2021. Go to our website, go to rosellecare.com, and help us with food for others as we help them. And by the way, as long as you're in that site, there's an immune system kit for you, and it gives you everything that you need, from Megaspore probiotics, zinc, the other immunological supports that you need, vitamin D3, which is critical. If you want to stay well relative to any kind of viral pattern, these things are critical. Your C, your zinc, your D, we have them all for you. Check it out at a discounted level. Go into RozelleCare.com, check out those two things, and don't forget that if you are really serious about protecting your space and you have any kind of trepidation, we have our air tamers. The air tamers are little personal air purifiers that you wear around your neck, and they're rechargeable by plugging them in just like your cell phone, and it knocks out 99% of all viral patterns. The research was done at the major universities in Japan. I wear one anytime that I'm in the office, I'm flying, or if I'm in a large crowded area when I'm teaching. It's an excellent, excellent piece of equipment. It's very, very small. You can wear it around your neck without any problem whatsoever, and it's there for you. So we try constantly to give you information and data and provide things that you can do to take control of your health and your life. So go to rosellecare.com, go to our iStore, and check out these things. Do it today. Don't forget about it, because you deserve it. You deserve to make sure that you're okay. And also remember, as always, you've heard us talk about it, we do antibody testing. That is an FDA authorized test. And, you know, if the antibodies are present, this test is 97.8% accurate. So it's like, it's a cool test, and it's really effective. I want to talk a little bit about some internet resources that you can learn a whole lot more about what's going on. I want to encourage you to visit the website of the nonprofit charity called the National Vaccine Information Center. So NVIC.org. Check it out. And you're going to find all kinds of things, vaccine requirements and exemptions by state. There's a memorial there for vaccine victims. You know, there's, you're going to see children and adults who have suffered vaccine reactions, injuries, death. You need to understand what's going on. If you vaccinate, there's 8 questions that you must ask, laid out for you very, very nicely. Vaccine Freedom Wall. These are posts and descriptions of harassments and sanctions by doctors and employers and schools and health officials for making independent vaccine choices. Vaccine Failure Wall. And what that is, the view or post descriptions about vaccines that have failed to work and protected, you know, the vaccinated from disease. You need to know this information. Go do it. Go to nvic.org and check this out. We're going to talk a little bit about what you need to know about this vaccine that's out there and make sure that you have all the information to make the right choices. It's on you. It's on you. It's not on anybody else. You need to know. We're coming up to a break. I'm going to talk about a whole lot of other things. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roesel Live. I'll be right back.
Dr. Tom Roesel Live continues now on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Roesel. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roesel Live. Indeed, you are. It's a kind of an ugly day outside, but nevertheless, we're here for you. Call me, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on anything you have on your mind. I've got a whole lot of data. The problem with the program is way too short, and I have so much to tell you. But you need to, you know, follow me on Facebook. You need to, and by the way, just go to R. Thomas Roesel on Facebook. You'll find me. You don't have to friend me. Just go in and snoop around, see all the stuff that I post. And then very shortly, we're going to have you go to a site that will be unattached to social media. So you have to pay attention simply because they have a bad habit of shutting me down periodically when I give you things that are true and they don't want you to know about it. So we're going to try to figure out how to work around that so you get all the data that you're supposed to get. But meanwhile, we're here today at 888-630-9625. And when I'm not here, you can always get a hold of us at roeselcare.com and send a note if you would like to talk to one of the doctors at the Roesel Center for Healing. Call them and just, you know, pick up the phone. Go 703-698-7117. And say, hey, listen, I have a problem. I'd like to talk to one of your doctors before I make an appointment. I'd like to get some data, some information. You have no obligation, and these guys will be happy to talk with you and give you as much information as you possibly can. Let's talk a little bit more about, you know, what's happening right now. You know, I want to give you another little piece of information. Most of you are somewhat aware of it, but you're going to be asked as time goes on, a simple phrase, papers, please. And what that simply means is that your immunity ID permits are really on the way. And like it or not, vaccine passports showing that you've had the COVID vaccine and possibly other vaccines as well in the future will be the global order of the day. Remember we said a global reset? If the prime minister of Greece particularly has its way, this idiot wants to, you know, lock you down in your houses unless you're vaccinated. Think about this, right? And let's talk a little bit about this vaccine. And we're just going to touch on it because I could spend, you know, the rest of today telling you all kinds of things. But here's the deal. So there are four different types of vaccines. Well, actually, two of them, because there are four different companies that are out there. You have Pfizer, you have Moderna, you have AstraZeneca, you have Johnson & Johnson. And the first ones, the AstraZeneca, the Pfizer, and they're what they are is they're an mRNA vaccine. So what does that mean? You know, you've heard the terms. What does that really do? Well, it goes in and this vaccine, this RNA goes in and globs onto your RNA. It's a messenger RNA. So why do they do that? What's the reason for it? Well, it controls the expression of your genetic map. It's called your DNA. So it tells your DNA what to do. The thought process is that it tells your DNA to make an antibody against this COVID viral pattern, supposedly, right? That's the whole idea behind it. What they don't know is the long-term effects, and we're already seeing over 20% side effects from this thing, and many of them are very serious, including people dying from this vaccine. Yes, it's true. People are dying, and some people say, well, I got the vaccine, and I felt pretty crappy for a few days and maybe a week, but nevertheless, I'm okay. So the other situation is that they tell you, and you've heard me talk about it, is don't have unprotected sex if you're in the child bearing years, because this is a permanent attachment. And, you know, ladies, you only have so many eggs. Guys, you have, you know, you continue to produce sperm on an ongoing basis. But nevertheless, that expression of, you know, reproduction is being altered by this thing going in there. So now there's a control piece. There's a problem here. So let's talk about the first thing that we talk about. You know, you're going to be told, well, you have to have a vaccine, and you're going to fight back, and you're going to say, no, I don't have to have one. It's my right. And they're going to tell you, okay, you don't have to have one, but you're not going to be able to do anything. You're not going to be able to travel. You're not going to be able to go to the grocery store. You're not going to be able to attend anything if you don't have it. Well, we don't know what the long-term effects are of this vaccine. We have no idea. It hasn't been out. And we don't know what's going to happen in a year or three or five. It's like kids who are getting vaccines, there's a lot of data that suggests that many of the autistic syndromes are due to the vaccines, at least the numbers, the huge numbers of vaccines that kids are being exposed to. It's egregious. It's absolutely horrible. So what I want you to do is I want you to make sure that you're very well read, educated on what's out there. And just please, for God's sakes, do not listen to the talking heads on television as the authority across the board, because there are many different sides to this. There are great scientists out there that are telling you don't do this. And there seems to be people in positions of authority that said you have to do this. The question becomes, why are they presenting that way and what it is that they get to gain from this? So let's talk about some minor side effects that you can kind of, you know, deal with yourself very quickly. And one's called maskne. You've heard about acne. Well, this is maskne. And by the way, call me at 888-630-9625. So yeah, there's such a thing as maskne. And what that means, that's acne rash across your face. And, you know, as mandated mask wearing nears almost a year now, maybe 13 months or so, people are reporting all kinds of health conditions related to the ever-present face covering. Now they're telling you a double mask, right? Well, some of these things are just stupid. But that's Dr. Tom Rizal telling you that. That's his opinion. But here's a real situation. The masking that they want you to do in your body to be exposed to all kinds of bacteria and other viral patterns. It's an irritation. It's a mixture of the friction of the mask, moisture, bacteria, other viral patterns, and heat. Not everyone is going to get it, but those who do, you know, you may want to visit a dermatologist and find out what's going on. And things that you can do to make a difference is that you've got to wash your mask. Don't leave it on there. You have to make sure you wash your face. You know, keeping makeup off the skin that's covered will help as well. Proper hydration. You have to make sure that you're drinking tons of water so your skin is not eliminating all the toxins in your skin. So in the presence of heat and covering and constant getting rid of bacteria and viruses, your skin's going to break out. It's going to look like hell. You know, so make sure that you become proactive and take care of yourself. So wash those stupid masks or change them. Go buy a box of them and use them periodically. And, you know, you should know at this point, the masks really don't stop much of anything from happening. So be aware of that as well. You know, it's kind of crazy, but there's a lot of stuff coming down the pike right now that you really need to know about and you need to be able to protect yourself from. It's crazy. It's Looney City. It's across the board. It's absolutely nuts. You know, China recently has banned the BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation, World News, and revoked its license for violating China's requirement to only publish quote unquote true and impartial news generated in China. That all by itself should get your attention, right? According to The Guardian, and this is the Chinese government, has not been happy with the BBC's reportage of the COVID pandemic and a series of social and religious topics that haven't put the Chinese government in such a really good light, a really positive light. So an example of that would be, you know, Chinese authorities called the BBC report on sexual assault and torture wholly without factual basis and false information. Well, they're doing that across the board. But you know what? Here's what I want you to understand from that. We're starting to do the same thing here. If it doesn't meet the normalcy of what people in power want you to understand or hear or embrace as being true, then it's banned. You're shut down. You know, people like me are knocked out of, you know, different social media sites because I get to tell you the truth as long as I have a microphone. And it's crazy. You know, there's a push by gender identity activists, right, in UK. And they succeeded in renaming breastfeeding to chest feeding. I mean, what the hell, right? Chest feeding. Does it mean, guys, you're going to be breastfeeding too? And it's absolutely out of craziness. You know, there's other previously gender-based terms such as mother, and now switching to maternity services or getting rid of that one as well. And they're being replaced by birthing parent and parental services. Really? What the heck is going on, my friends? It's like, you know, it's like, you know, an apple's not an apple is not an apple by any other means, but in this situation, it's a pear. I don't get it. You know, Brighton and Sussex University Hospitals, there's a trust policy document redefines breast milk and women and father to terms that are more inclusive language. I mean, we're seeing this garbage, this crap across the board, like, nobody's business. They recognize that there's currently biological essentialism and transphobia present with elements of mainstream birth narratives and discourse. Well, haven't we been talking about this stuff for thousands of years? And now, because it's tweaked somebody's undercurrents, that now we're going to get rid of that so we can all be unicus? You know, we can all be the same. I don't know, but I would begin to take exception and begin to question a few things. It's like, not okay. You know, there's a guy out there that has really put his reputation online. There's a lot of people say, well, he's a jerk. He doesn't know what he's talking about and so forth. And who am I talking about? I'm talking about Robert Kennedy Jr. And, you know, there's citing repeated violations of the social media terms of service for false coronavirus claims. Instagram just banned Robert Kennedy this last few days. I think it was the 10th or 11th of this month. Kennedy's Facebook page remained active as of, I don't know, 11th or 12th. That's the last time I saw it. But Facebook had announced earlier that it would be removing posts and groups that spread what it deemed as inaccurate vaccination information. If you go into my Facebook page, you're going to see things that I published that were very accurate, that Facebook would come on and they block it and they simply say not fully represented or only partial information. Who are they to say that when you got some fool that's a computer junkie that doesn't know anything about it and they have a list of things that they're supposed to go click on? It's craziness. This is Looney City, my friends. And, you know, and if you sit back and you allow them to get away with this, if you don't take a stance, you're missing the boat here. You know, there's a young 37-year-old surgeon that died on February the 8th after receiving a COVID-19 vaccine. Yeah, 37-year-old surgeon. Now he stepped up, rolled up his shirt, said, go ahead and inoculate me. And health officials say that he may have been the first adult case of someone who had a delayed immune response to the vaccine after a natural COVID infection. Interesting. Interesting. So what they did is they set aside, because he was well known, that, oh, it couldn't have been the vaccine. The reaction to the vaccine causes multiple system inflammation. Interesting. Isn't that interesting? So if there's anything going on, you know, this inflammation in the blood vessels, and by the way, is most common in children. It occurs days, weeks, and sometimes months, you know, after a natural infection. The surgeon was not aware that he had COVID, and he'd tested negative several times. Well, however, he did have antibodies to COVID, which indicated he'd been infected. Officials said that they're still gathering information. It's like craziness, right? So it's called the twist on the scathe. Now there's so much. Give me a call and we'll be right back after some really important messages and people who bring you Dr. Tom Rizzell Live. I'll talk a little bit about the PCR test when we come back. Don't go away.
105.9 FM WMAL.
Back, everybody. Listen to Dr. Tom Roesel live, as you do every Sunday at 11 a.m. on the Eastern Seaboard. Those of you across the country, you know the time frames. And again, we salute those who are listening to us from the armed services. We appreciate you. Thank you for allowing us to live as we do and the freedom to express ourselves. And we hope that we will continue to have that as our ongoing freedom. We appreciate that, and we appreciate everything that you possibly do for us. The Roesel Center for Healing is dedicated to doing whatever we can to make your lives better. So whatever we can do for you, you let us know. It's been an interesting set of information that's being put out there, and I want you to make sure that you take the opportunity to inform yourself. We talked a little bit about the PCR test, and that's the standard, right, that pretty soon everybody's going to have a PCR test before they can travel. That'll be the initial phases. If any of the PCR tests are positive for virus, you know, you're going to have to be quarantined. There are many countries now that are putting rules in that you're quarantined in a government facility, that you can no longer go to a hotel. You can't go home to be quarantined. It's craziness. You know, my little cousin came down to see us from Canada, and she spent about 10, 12 days with us and then went back home. And before she left, 72 hours prior, she had to have a rapid PCR test. And then when she got in country, she still had a quarantine alone by herself with nobody else in the house for 2 weeks. So that means she had to separate and be quarantined. This is insanity. It's absolutely craziness. But what's the PCR test? Okay, it's a polymerase test that detects visible parts of viruses. Now, I didn't say the whole virus. I said visible parts. And there's a field that they usually look at. And just for sake of explanation, let's say that the field is 30 microns, which is really, really, you know, from our eyes, real small, but huge relative to analysis. But they've expanded that field to 40. And if they see broken fragments of viruses, if they see a dead virus, they're calling it positive test. It's craziness. It's loony city. So if you extended that rationale, you would say, well, maybe that this thing isn't all what it is. Well, you know what my opinion is on so much of this. Now they're asking you to double mask. And in double masking, not one, but two, right? And they want you to even start wearing N95s, which now you can't breathe at all. So the U.S. Center for Disease and Prevention has upped the mask wearing game by declaring that double masking with cloth and surgical masks is what you need to protect against COVID-19. You know, when I was down in Sarasota a couple of weeks ago and I was watching people move around and do what they need to do, and they were out, and the rates of COVID in Florida are falling like a rock, and people are not, except for a few, social distancing as they're asked. They're not wearing masks the way that they have been asked to wear them. So why is it that they don't seem to be having a problem, but we're still being put into a place of fear that we're having problems up here? I'm going to leave that up to you to answer. I'm going to let you think about it for a while. But, you know, I want you to ponder a couple different things. And, you know, remember that we're being exposed to this great reset, this lockdown, these vaccinations, and soon to be these vaccination passports. This is a catastrophe. And it's going to be causing all kinds of problems that are coming about rapidly, and they're going to change your lives forever. Do your homework. Get into the net. Go look at websites that will give you the truth. We're coming up to the end of the program, and I want you to be informed. And that's why we do this program every Sunday with different topics. We'll have a guest next week as usual. But remember, I do this only for one reason only, is I love you all. You take care. You have a great day. I'll see you next week. Bye. Thank you.